How are you on this sunny day outside?
大家好。
Good.
今天天气不错。
Now it looks like some of you are afraid to move up front. Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to move up front, but there's a whole lot of empty space up here.
大家好像不太愿意坐在前面。
That's all right. God will still let you hear the message today.
神还是会让你听到信息的。
All right, turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Judges chapter 7. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 25. There is some good stuff in this passage here today.
好，大家可以翻到圣经四世纪的第七章的一到二十五节，在这一段的圣经当中，我们可以学到很多很好的信息。
We're going to be looking at the story of Gideon's victory over the Midianite army, and then over the next today and then next month when I share.We're going to specifically look at the idea of how we can experience victory in our lives.
今天我们要读的这段经文呢，是关于基甸他战胜米甸的这样的一个故事。在今天的信息当中和以后下一个月的信息当中，我们会来着重的探讨一下，我们怎么样才能在我们生活当中、生命当中来经历得胜。
And the truth for us today is that as Christians, we should be living a victorious life. We don't have to walk around defeated and deflated like is oftentimes the case at all. We can live a victorious life.
是，作为基督徒来说，我们应该过一个得胜的生活，而不是常常过一个好像失败的、让人垂头丧气的生活。
One author, in fact, says this about our experience. He writes, "True victorious Christian living would be to experience God's presence in the midst of the things that try to defeat us."
那有一个作者他有这样写，他说基督徒的真实的一个得胜的生活应该会是在患难当中来经历神的同在。
And we should try to live in such a way that everyone around us sees the reality of both.
而且在基督徒他们的生活应该让他们周遭的人都看到真实的一切。
So let's get into this story to see today how you and I might experience victory in our lives.
让我们一起来读读我们今天的故事，让我们来看看我们怎么样能够在我们的生命当中能够来经历得胜。
All right, Judges chapter 7, beginning with verse 1, here's what it says. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped in the spring of Herod. And the camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Morah.
四世纪的第七章一节到二十五节，耶路巴利就是基甸，他和一切跟随他的人早晨起来，在哈律泉旁安营。米甸营在他们北边的平原，靠近摩利港。
And the Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men, and I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me."
耶和华对基甸说：“跟随你的人过多。”我不能将米甸人交在他们手中，免得以色列人向我夸大，说是我们自己的手救了我们。
And God instructed Gideon, he said, "Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." And so 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained.
现在你们要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕胆怯的可以离开基列山回去。于是有两万两千人回去，只剩下一万。
But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men, so take them down to the water, and I will thin them out there for you. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go; but if I say this one shall not go with you, he shall not go."
耶和华对基甸说：“人还是过多，你要带他们下到水旁，我好在那里为你试试他们。我指点谁说这人可以同你去。”他就可以同你去。我指点谁说，这人不可同你去，他就不可同你去。
So Gideon took the men down to the water, and there the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues, as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink." And 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs, and all of the rest got down on their knees to drink.
基甸就带他们下到水旁。耶和华对基甸说：“凡用舌头舔水，像狗舔的，要使他们单站在一起；凡跪下喝水的，要使他单站在一起。”于是用手捧着舔水的有300人，其余的都跪下喝水。
And the Lord said to Gideon, "Now with 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands." let all others go home. And so Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites home, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and the trumpets of the others.
耶和华对基甸说，我要用这甜水的300人拯救你们，将米甸人交在你手中，其余的人都可以各归各处去。这300人就带着食物和脚，其余的以色列人，基甸都打发他们各归各的帐篷，只留下这300人。
Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley, and during the night the Lord said to Gideon, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah, and listen to what they are saying. Afterward, you will be encouraged to attack the camp." And so he and Purah, his servant, went down to the outpost of the camp. And the Midianites, the Amalekites, and all of the other eastern peoples had settled into the land, and they were thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore.
米甸营在他下边的平原里。当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“起来，下到米甸营去，里去，因我已将他们交在你手中。倘若你怕下去，就带你的仆人普拉下到那营里去。”你必听见他们所说的，然后你就有胆量下去攻营。于是基甸带着仆人普拉下到营旁，米甸人、亚玛利人和一切东方人都布散在平原，如同蝗虫那样多，他们的骆驼无数，多如海边的沙。
And so Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream, and he said, "I had a dream. A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed."
基甸到了，就听见一个人将梦告诉同伴说，我做了一个梦，梦见一个大麦饼滚入米甸营中，到了帐幕，将帐幕撞倒，帐幕就翻转倾覆了。
And his friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands."
那同伴说，这不是别的，乃是以色列人约阿斯的儿子基甸的刀，神已将米甸和全军都交在他的手中。
And so when Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed down and worshipped, and he returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up! The Lord has given the Midianites into our hand." And dividing the 300 men into three companies, he placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside.
基甸看见听见这梦和梦的讲解，就敬拜神，回到以色列营中，说：“起来吧。”耶和华已将米甸的军队交在你们手中了。于是基甸将300人分作三队，把脚和空瓶交在个人的手中。
Watch me, he told them, follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. And when I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
吩咐他们说，你们要看我行事。我到了营的旁边怎样行，你们也要怎样行。我和一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的四围吹角，喊叫说：耶和华和基甸的道。
Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew their trumpets and they broke the jars that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and smashed the jars. Grasping the torches in their left hands and holding in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow, they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." And while each man held his position around the camp, all of the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled.
基甸和跟随他的100人，在三更之初才换更的时候，来到营旁，就吹角打破手中的瓶。三队的人就都吹角打破瓶子，左手拉着火把，右手拉着角，喊叫说：耶和华和基甸的刀。他们在营的四围各占各的地方，全营的人都乱窜，300人喊呐喊，使他们逃跑。
When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. And the army fled to Beth Shita towards Zerah, as far as the border of Abel Meloah near Tabith. And Israelites from Naphtali, Asher, and Manasseh were called out, and they pursued the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites and seize the waters of the Jordan ahead of them as far as Beth Bara."
300人就吹角，耶和华使全营的人用刀互相击杀，逃到希利拉的伯哈士大。 直逃到靠近他巴的亚伯米拉和拉，以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚瑟和马拉西全地聚集来追赶米甸人。基甸打发人走遍以法连三地，说：“你们下来攻击米甸人，争先把守约旦河的渡口，直到伯巴拉。”于是以法连的众人聚集，把守约旦河的渡口，直到伯巴拉。
And so all of the men of Ephraim were called out, and they seized the waters of the Jordan as far as Beth Bara, and they also captured two of the Midianite leaders, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb at the winepress of Zeb. And they pursued the Midianites and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, who was by the Jordan.
于是以法连的众人聚集，把守约旦河的渡口，直到伯巴拉。捉住了米甸人的两个首领，一名俄利，一名西伊伯，将俄利杀在俄利磐石上，将西伊伯杀在西伊伯酒榨那里，又追赶米甸人，将俄利和西伊伯的首领带过约旦河到基甸那里。
All right, so what I want us to do today is I want us to take a kind of an overview of these 25 verses, and I want us to pull out some life application for our lives.
好，那今天我们想来读一下这个故事，我们想从中能够提炼出一些可以应用到我们实际生活中的功课。
I love it when there are stories like this where we can read through and just kind of saturate our hearts and our minds with it, and God can begin speaking to us about particular areas of our life. And today we're going to look at how we can experience victory.
我非常喜欢这样的故事，当我们读这样的故事的时候，我们的心都完全沉浸在故事当中，而且神也可以借着这样的故事对我们说话。那今天我们想来看一下，我们如何才能在我们的生活当中能够过一个得胜的生活。
And so today, it's just very practical, but if you and I are going to experience victory, if we're going to live a victorious life that God has for us, the first thing that we have to do is this. We have to rely on God's strength, not on our own.
好了，我们今天的功课其实是非常实际的功课。如果我们想要过一个得胜的生活的话，那我们必须在生活当中要依靠神的力量。
And so if we were to look at this story and if we were to jump back into chapter 6, verse 15, we would see where Gideon and God are having this conversation, and Gideon asks God, so how am I supposed to save Israel? My clan is the weakest, and I'm the very least in my family. And God responded with this. He said, Gideon, I will be with you, and you will then be able to strike down all of the Midianites.
如果要看这个问题的话，我们先回到四世纪的第六章的十五节。在这个地方我们看到神和基甸有这样的一段对话。基甸说，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拉西支派中是自贫穷的，我在我父家是自微小的。神回答说，我必与你同在，你就必击打米甸人。
And so let's take a look at this here because we know that Gideon's army consisted of 32,000 men, and they were facing this Midianite army that had over 135,000 men, and they were at a significant disadvantage even before they began this battle.
而且我们知道基甸人的军队大概有32,000人之多。但是他们所要面对的米甸的军队却有135,000人，所以从一开始我们就看到基甸的军队处于一种劣势当中。
Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like there are times in your life when before your feet even hit the floor in the morning that you're starting out with a disadvantage and there seems to be no possible way that you can experience victory for that day?
你有没有过这样同样的经历？当你开始新的一天的时候，你就感觉到你是处于一种劣势当中，你仿佛没有任何的办法可以让你能够经历得胜。
Or maybe there are times when you feel like there's an issue that you are facing that is so heavily weighing on your heart and your mind that you just again feel like you can't possibly see victory in this situation.
你是不是感受到你所要面对、所要解决的问题是如此之大、如此的困扰你的心头，你感到没有任何的办法能够来经历得胜。
Well, when we look at this story, we see quickly that by human standards, Gideon was at a significant disadvantage, and then God did something that that would deem this situation even more impossible.
我们看到这个故事当中，按照人的标准，基甸人的军队他们处于一个劣势当中，而我们发现神所做的其实是让情况好像变得更加的困难。
And so what God did was not only did Gideon probably just find himself in a baffled situation, 32,000 versus 135,000, but then God made the situation more impossible, and he told Gideon to let go of another 31,700 men before he would give the Midianite army into Gideon's hands.
我们看到基甸的军队，他们一开始就处于一种劣势当中，但是神却要他们更加的让31,700人都离开。他们的境况变得更加的困难。
And so now this means that there would be a group of 300 men, if we can just picture this, there would be this group of 300 men who would go to battle against 135,000 men, and that would seem to us to be a complete impossibility.
所以这里我们看到的是他们有300的基甸人，他们要去和135,000的米甸人去征战，这在我们人的眼中，好，完全是不可能完成的任务。
But I think what we could pull from this passage is the reality that God wanted Gideon and his men and you and I today to learn this lesson. And the lesson is this: if we are going to experience victory, we have to rely on the strength and the power of God, not on ourselves.
神要基甸和他的军队，也包括你和我所要学习的功课是，如果我们要能够过一个得胜的生活的话，我们所要依靠的是神的力量。
Because the reality for us, and this is like it for all of us, self-sufficiency is an enemy when it causes us to believe that we can always do what needs to be done in our own strength.
其实我们如果一切都想靠自己的话，这对我们来说是我们自己的一个最大的敌人。我们会常常的以为我们自己可以靠着自己的力量来做一切的事情。
If we think that we can survive spiritually without God, if we think that we can survive spiritually without the community of faith, we're going to be in serious spiritual trouble soon.
如果我们认为我们在属灵的生命上我们可以存活，即使不需要神，即使是不需要一个属灵的一个集体的话，那我们的属灵的生命就会遇到很大的麻烦。
And the idea of kind of this lone ranger, I can do it my way, I can do it myself, this independent, kind of be an island unto yourself, Christianity is not what God wants for us, and it's not part of his plan.
我想我们作为基督徒来说，那种好像要独行侠一样的生活，或者单独自己在一个小岛上样的生活，不是神所喜悦的。
And so we have to get to a place in our walks with the Lord where we get to a place where we can recognize the danger of fighting in our own strength.
我们必须要能够意识到，如果我们是靠着我们自己的力量去征战的话，会有什么样的危险。
And so God knew that this would be a potential problem or a potential attitude issue among Gideon's soldiers. And so he reduced them from that 32,000 to 10,000 to 300 and said, hey, listen, watch and see. Just watch and see what I can do.
神知道这是基甸和他的军队所可能有的问题，所以他把基甸的军队的人数从32,000人变为10,000人，然后最后再减至300人。他对他们说：“看看我所要行的。”
And so, with an army this small, there could be no doubt that the victory they would soon realize was not from themselves, but it was absolutely from God.
当他们的军队的人数减到如此之少的时候，他们才会真正的能够明白，胜利不是从他们自己而来，乃是从神而来。
And one of the great things for us today is this, that God is going to do whatever it takes in your life and in my life to make sure that we are fully relying on Him and that we've emptied ourselves of our abilities, our talents, our resources, our strength, our weaknesses, and so that when we see victory in our lives, we know that without a shadow of a doubt,that it's God who brought that victory to us.
神他要在我们的生命当中来行事，要让我们完全的倒空我们自己，不论是我们自己的能力、智慧、力量还是资源，他要我们倒空这一切，好让我们在一切的事上都能够信靠他。当我们得胜的时候，我们就可以毫无疑问的知道，一切的胜利都是从神而来。
All right, so the second thought here for us today, if you and I are going to experience victory, here it is. We cannot allow fear to get in the way of what God wants to do in us.
那我们今天要讨论的第二点就是，我们要能够经历得胜的生活，我们就不能让惧怕阻碍我们行神所要我们所行的事。
We cannot allow fear to get in the way of God making sure that His plan is moving through our lives. And so when given the option of staying or leaving, we find in the story that 22,000 men, because they were afraid, they missed out on experiencing the victory that God would soon bring.
我们不要让惧怕来阻碍神在我们的生命当中来行事。我们看到这个故事当中有22,000人因为惧怕的缘故他们就离开，他们没有能够经历到神的大能，没有办法经历到神所带来的胜利。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 tells us that God did not give us a spirit of what? Fear. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And in fact, if we go throughout scripture, we're encouraged to not be afraid 81 times.
在提摩太后书的第一章第七节有这样说到，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，而且在圣经整个圣经当中不要惧怕又出现了81次之多。
God does not want us to be afraid when we're going into battle.
神不要我们在进入征战之前会有惧怕。
Pastor and author Charles Stanley wrote an article some time ago about the side effects of fear.
Charles Stanley 牧师他以前写过一篇这样的文章，题目是惧怕的副作用。
And let me just kind of give you a little bit of a summary of what fear can do in our lives.
好，让我们来看一看惧怕可以对我们的生命带来什么样的负面的影响。
First of all, fear can stifle our thinking and our actions.
第一，惧怕会禁锢和窒息我们的思想和我们的行动。
And so what I mean by that is that when we allow fear to operate in our lives, it creates indecisiveness that will often result in stagnation in our lives.
当惧怕运行在我们生命当中的时候，我们就会让人犹豫不决，而且陷入到一种停滞的状况当中。
Perhaps you're like me and you've known some very talented people who procrastinate indefinitely rather than risk failure.
也许你会像我一样，我们也遇到生命当中遇到很多非常有才能的人，但是他们却经常为了一些事情而犹豫不决，不断的拖延，而不愿意冒任何的风险。
And it's in those lost opportunities that cause the erosion of confidence in our lives, and oftentimes it leads to a downward spiral, and it just is a tragic event when we let fear operate in our lives.
当我们错失了这些好的机会的时候，会让我们人他会消磨我们的信心。而且这样开始一个恶性的循环就会开始。
Fear also hinders us from becoming the people God wants us to be.
惧怕也会阻碍我们成为神所要我们成为的人。
And so what happens here is when we are dominated by negative emotions, we cannot achieve the goals that God has in mind for us. And so there's a lack of self-confidence, and it stymies our belief in what the Lord can do in our lives.
当我们被负面的情绪所主导的时候，我们就没有办法完成神所要我们达成的目标。我们缺乏信心，就会阻碍我们坚信神要在我们身上所成就的一切。
Fear can also drive us to begin forming destructive habits.
而且惧怕也会让我们产生一些有害的一些习惯。
And so when we're stressed or distressed, in order to numb some of that pain of that overbearing distress, sometimes we turn to things that are not beneficial for our lives.
有些时候当我们有惧怕的时候，我们受到各样的压力的时候，我们可能会去寻求一些解脱，用一些东西来麻醉我们的神经。
And then Dr. Stanley tells us that fear steals peace and contentment. And so when we're afraid, our life becomes centered on pessimism and the kind of the gloom and doom scenarios.
作者继续说到。惧怕会夺去我们心中的平安，也夺去我们心中的满足和满意，让我们的生命当中充满了各样悲观的情绪。
And then we know another thing that fear can do in our lives, and fear creates doubt. And so God promises us this abundant life, but if we surrender to those chains of fear, we'll never accomplish all that God has in store for us.
另外一个惧怕也会为我们的生命带来，也会让我们带来各样的怀疑。神已经应许了我们会有丰盛的生命，但是如果我们被各样的惧怕所困扰的话，我们就没有办法能够完成神所要为我们所预备的。
And so for some application here for us, I would just ask the question, how many of us, because we allow fear to get in the way, have missed out on what God has in store for our lives?
我会想问问大家，有多少人因为惧怕的缘故而失去了神所为我们预备的美好的一切？
How many of us give up too quickly on a project or a dream or a relationship because fear sets in and that feartakes control of our lives.
有多少时候我们会因为恐惧惧怕的缘故而放弃我们的一些梦想，我们的一些工作，或者是人和人的一些关系。
Don't let fear get in your way of experiencing victory that God has in store for us.
切不要让惧怕能阻碍你能够经历得胜的生活。
So the third thought here this morning, if we're going to experience this victory, this is very practical for our lives, and it's this.When it's our time to go into battle, think about that. When it's our time to go into battle, we better be ready.
好，那我们今天讨论的第三点就是非常实用的一点，就是我们在进入征战之前，我们一定要预备好我们自己。
So in this story, there were 300 men that chose to go to battle. And we don't know a whole lot about them, but we can clearly assume that because God chose them, they were ready for what was coming ahead.
在这个故事当中我们看到有300的基甸人，他们被神拣选去征战。我们对他们并不是非常的了解，但是我们可以想象的是，当神拣选他们的时候，他们已经预备好了，要为前面的征战预备好。
Now Gideon himself, if we were to look at Gideon a little bit, Gideon doesn't exactly feel like this valiant warrior in that he's ready for battle when the Lord first calls upon him.
那我们再看一看基甸他自己，他自己并不像是一个英勇的勇士一样，当他神呼召他的时候，他好像并没有表现出他英勇的气概。
And as far as Gideon delivering Israel by himself, he just kind of felt like it was some crazy talk coming from God. And in fact, Gideon feels more like a weakling than a warrior or some valiant person.
但基甸他知道说要去拯救以色列民的时候，对他来说这样的一个想法就好像是一个疯狂的一个想象一样。在他的心中，在我们看来，基甸他自己更像是一个懦夫一样。
And he even says to God here, he says, you know, God, that entire Manasseh tribe, well, my family is at the bottom of the barrel, dead last, and we are the most insignificant family in the worst tribe of them all.
他也自己说过，他说我家在马拿西支派中是自贫穷的，我在我的父家里。也是自微小的。
And beyond that, God, you need to understand something. I'm the youngest, I'm the weakest, and it just gets worse from here, God. And so you may be betting on the wrong person, I'm afraid. I mean, I could just see that Gideon would have that conversation with God because he's like, man, I'm not really sure if I'm the one that you really want.
我们可以想象基甸他肯定和神有这样的一段对话。他会说神呢，不单我家在马拿西支派中是自贫穷的，我在我父家里是自微小的，而且我也是最年轻的，我也是最软弱的。主，你一定是搞错了。
Have you ever felt like that?
你是不是也有同样的感受经历过？
Have you ever felt like maybe you really don't have anything much to offer God and that you probably can't even be used by him?
你是不是也感受到，其实你对神好像你没有什么东西可以献给神的，你没有什么东西可以供神所使用的？
I have. I'm sure we all have felt that way from time to time.
我有这样的经历，我有这样的感受。
Well, here's some encouragement for us if you've ever felt that way.
如果你有这样的感受的话，这里是给你一些鼓励的话语。
The first thought is this. We are always in the majority when God is with us.
第一，当神与我们同在的时候，我们就是大多数。
God says to Gideon, I will be with you, and that is all that we should ever need to know in order to be ready for the battle.
神告诉基甸说，我必与你同在，这就是在我们进入征战之前，我们所唯一需要知道的。
And so thankfully, this was enough for Gideon to know, and his focus on his own inadequacies was not so deep-rooted that it stopped him from being obedient.
感谢神，这是基甸他自己所需要知道的。他对自己不足的看法，没有信心的看法，还没有升到那个地步，没有升到一个阻碍他顺服神的带领的地步。
And in this instance, Gideon was ready because he had the assurance of the one God who had called him to this task.
在这个故事当中，我们看到基甸他后来预备好了，因为他知道深信耶和华神是那位呼召他的神。
Now, out of the 10,000 men that remained, we find that 9,700 kneeled down and drank straight from the water, whereas 300 of the men evidently stood, and they used their hands to bring the water to their mouth.
我们看到在那一万人当中有9,700人他们是跪下来喝水，剩下的300人他们是用手捧起水来喝。
And so God in this situation was only interested in the smaller group who clearly were more watchful and alert and didn't give themselves over completely to their natural needs.
我们看到神所拣选的是少数的这三百人，因为我们可以看到这三百人他们更加的警觉警惕，他们没有一些身体的因为身体的需要而放任自己。
And the other thing to note here is that the people themselves, all of whom were to be used to fight Midian, didn't even know that there was a test that was going on.
很有趣的是，其他这些人当他们在被神所试验的时候，要进入征战之前，他们其实并没有知道神在试炼他们。
And it's true for our lives as well. Sometimes in our lives, there will be times when God tests us, and in that testing, He's looking for hearts that are truly His.
在我们的生活当中也是一样，有些时候神要试炼我们，他要试炼我们的心，以确保我们的心是属于他的心。
And sometimes these tests come in the ordinary events of our daily lives, oftentimes without our knowing.
很多时候这样的试炼的发生是在我们不经意的时候。
And so in all, as we kind of look at this story in its entirety, 300 men remained, and that's 300 Israelites versus 135,000 Midianites, and Israel was outnumbered 450-1, but they were ready, and God had chosen them.
所以我们看到在这个故事当中有300的以色列人，他们要去和135,000的米甸人去征战。他们的这个比例是450:1的这样的一个比例，但是我们看到以色列人他们已经预备好了，因为神拣选了他们。
Whenever I come across passages of scripture that speak about the battles that we will face, my mind quickly jumps to Ephesians chapter 6.
当我一旦讨论到我们要前面遇到的征战的时候，我的脑海里立刻会浮现出以弗所书第六章的经节。
And I think it's important for us to consider this passage in light of this story of Gideon, because there are going to be times in your life and my life when we need Ephesians chapter 6 to speak truth into our lives.
很重要的，当我们在遇到要征战的时候，我们要那个意识到我们需要神的带领，我们可以一起来学习一下从以弗所说的第六章，来看看神给我们什么样的教训。
Here's what Ephesians chapter 6 says. It says, there will be a battle that we must face, and we are to get ready.
在以弗所说的第六章说的时候，会有一场征战，我们必须要面对，而且我们必须要预备好。
Verse 13, it begins here with this part that we're probably familiar with. It says, therefore put on the full armor of God, and so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything imaginable, continue to stand.
在十三节也这样说到，所以要拿起神所赐的全副的军装，好在磨难的日子里抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立的稳。
Verse 14 encourages us to continue to stand firm, but to do this with a belt of truth buckled around our waist, and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
14节继续说到，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
In addition to all this, verse 16, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows from the evil one.
16节，此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And so friends, we have to be ready for battle because the battle will come.
朋友们，我们必须要为前面的征战来预备好，因为征战是必然会临到。
And I love the words of this young African pastor who was clearly ready for the battle. And I want to share some words that he wrote and placed upon his house one day years and years ago.
我很喜欢一个非洲的一个牧师他所写的一段话。从这段话中我们可以清楚地看到他已经预备好了要为神而征战。
The title of his writing is My Commitment as a Christian.
他所说的这段话的题目是作为一个基督徒我的委身。
And he begins, he says, I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power.
他这样说道，他说我是那永不羞愧的一部分，我有圣灵的力量。
The die has been cast.
计划已经做好了。
I have stepped over the line.
我也跨出来了第一步。
The decision has been made.
决定已经做出。
I'm a disciple of his.
我是他的门徒。
I won't look back.
我不会回头观望。
Let up.
我也不会松懈。
Slow down.
我也不会缓慢下来。
Back away or be still.
我不会往回走，我也不会静止不动。
My past is redeemed.
我的过去已经被神所赎回。
My present makes sense.
我如今的生活是合理的。
And my future is secure.
我的未来的日子是确定的。
And he goes on and he says, I'm finished with low living, sight walking, and small planning.
继续说到，我那低俗的生活已经成为过去，而且我不再凭着眼见来生活，我也不再谨小慎微。
I'm finished with smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed vision, and mundane talking.
我也不再是缺，我的梦想也不再缺乏色彩。我也不再缺乏远见的眼光，我也不再说那些平淡无聊的话。
He says, I'm finished with cheap living and dwarfed goals.
我已经摒弃了那些低级的生活，也摒弃了那些低矮的目标。
I no longer need preeminence.
我不再需要靠自己来主导一切的地位。
Prosperity.
我也不再需要那繁荣。
Position.
我也不再需要在世的地位。
Promotion.
我也不需要好像工作上的升迁。
Plaudits or popularity.
我也不需要人的喝彩或者讨人的喜欢。
I don't have to be right.
我也不再需要总是自己总是正确。
I don't have to be first or tops.
我也不需要是那高高在上的。
I don't have to be recognized or praised.
我也不再需要好像被人所认可或者被人所赞扬。
And I don't have to be regarded or rewarded.
我不再需要被人所奖励。
Because now I live by faith.
因为现在，现如今，我是因着信心而生活。
I lean on His presence.
我依靠他的存在。
Walk by patience.
我的生活当中，我有耐心。
Lift by prayer.
我借着祷告被提升。
And labor by power.
我的侍奉是靠着神的力量。
My face is set.
我的眼目定睛在神的身上。
My gait is fast.
我的步伐是快捷的。
My goal is heaven.
我的目标就是天堂。
My road is narrow and my way is rough.
我的路是狭窄的，我的道路是坎坷崎岖的。
My companions are few.
我的朋友，我的同伴无几。
But my guide is reliable and my mission is clear.
但是我的向导可靠，我的使命清晰。
I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, or lured away.
我不会因为利益的缘故被收买、妥协。
And I will not be turned back, deluded, or delayed.
我不会走回老路，被迷惑或者被延迟。
I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice.
我也不会在牺牲面前退缩。
Hesitate in the presence of the adversary.
在困难的对手面前而犹豫。
Negotiate at the table of the enemy.
更不会和敌人进行任何的谈判。
I will not ponder at the pool of popularity.
我不会因为人气的缘故而有任何的思考。
Or meander in the maze of mediocrity.
我也不会缠绵于那些平庸的迷谷当中。
And then he writes, I won't give up, shut up, let up until I've stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ.
我不会轻易的放弃，我也不会闭上我的嘴，我也不会松懈，直到我为了基督耶稣的缘故站立得稳，为了基督耶稣的缘故而不住的祷告，为了基督耶稣的缘故不停的传扬，付上我自己的代价。
He says, I am a disciple of Christ, and I must go until he comes.
他继续说道，我是耶稣的门徒，我必须一直走，只等到他再来。
I must give until I drop.
我必须一直的侍奉奉献，只等到自己停止。
And I must preach until all know.
我必须要传讲我所知道的关于他的一切。
And I must work until he stops me.
我必须侍奉直到他停止我。
And when he comes for his own, he will have no problems recognizing me because my banner will be clear.
当他再来的时候，他不会有任何的问题，没有任何的困难来认识我，知道我，因为我的旌旗是清楚的。
And friends, this is a testimony of someone who is ready. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is this, will I be ready when God calls upon me to go into battle?
朋友们，这就是一个预备好的人，预备好的基督徒，他为我们做的一个美好的见证。我们要问我们自己的是，当神呼召我们去征战的时候，我们是不是自己有预备好？
Don't shy away from the battles that we have to face in life.
我们不要躲避逃避征战。
Can you imagine the change of spirit in the lives of these 300 men when faced with an impossible situation and they knew that because they had been ready that they chased and they won this battle against 135,000 warriors.
你能够想象这300人的军队，当他们战胜了135,000的军队的时候，他们经历了这一切的胜利以后，完成了这不可能完成的任务以后，他们属灵的改变。
They didn't shy away from this what seemed to them to be an impossible situation, but they faced it head on.
他们没有去躲避那些好像是完全不可完成的任务。
And then the last thought for us today, if we're going to experience victory, we need to know that not everybody who starts out in the battle with us will stay with us.
第四点我们要讨论的是，如果我们要想能够经历得胜的话，我们必须要知道和不是所有的和我们一同征战的都会一直最后留在我们的身边。
And this is the one that perhaps could kind of impact our personal lives a little bit more because sometimes we have emotions and we have connections with people that we might start out a battle with.
这个可能会更影响我们个人的生活，因为很多时候我们和那些我们一同征战的人，我们会建立有各样的感情。
And can you imagine Gideon in this situation? Not only was his army outnumbered from the beginning, but he had to wrestle with the fact that the people that he thought he could count on bailed on him.
我们可以想象一下，基甸他在这个故事当中，他不但要能够对付有米甸的军队比他们人数多那么多，而且同时他还要能够对付他们自己的人，本来是可以能够信赖的，却离弃了他。
And he said to his army, he said to his companions, he said to the ones that had been following him, he said, listen, if any of you tremble or fear, turn back now. And the Bible tells us that 22,000 men said, see you, Gideon, we're out of here.
他在经文当中他又问他说，凡惧怕胆怯的，你们可以离开基甸山回去。我们就看到有22,000人都回去。
They left their leader and they left the one who they knew had been appointed by God to lead them to victory.
他们离开了带领他们的人，离开了神所指派给他带领他们的人。
They were disloyal.
他们没有他没有忠心。
And they betrayed Gideon.
他背叛了基甸。
And they just basically kind of washed their hands and they said, nope.You know what, we're not going to play this game anymore, Gideon. We're the stakes are too high, the risks are too much, good luck, but you're on your own.
他们就拍拍手放弃，他们觉得这个前面的道路是这么的难，前面的战争是这么的危险，他们就离弃了基甸。
And when those think about it, how it happens in your life and my life, when those things happen to us, it hurts, doesn't it?
那我们想一想，当这样的事情发生在我们生命当中的时候，是不是会很让我们的心受到伤害？
It hurts when the spouse that you love and you've cared for and have stayed with for so many years just one day says, you know what, I'm done.
像你的配偶也许跟你生活了很多年，但是如果有一天他说我要放弃的时候，是不是会伤害你？
It hurts when your kids take a different path in life than the one that you would have chosen for them.
当你的孩子选择了一条你为他选择的完全不同的路的时候，是不是会伤害你？
It hurts sometimes when you've invested your life into someone and you've laughed with them, you've cried with them, you've been there for them, and then one day without explanation, without a word, they're just not around anymore.
如果一天跟你一生的一个朋友没有任何的原因离开了你，是不是也会伤害你？
It hurts when you do life with someone in a community of faith. Think about your church in a community of faith. And then for whatever reason, they just decide that their relationships and connections in that community of faith are no longer important.
会不会当你的属灵的团体当中的弟兄或者姐妹一天没有任何的原因离开了你的时候，你会不会感到伤心？
And it's not fair. It's not right. It hurts deeply. But here's what I know from this passage.
这是不公平的，也是不正确的，真的是会伤害你。但是我知道，从这段经文当中，
we can't look to those realities of life.
我们不能关把我们的注意力注意在那些事情上面。
We have to keep our eyes focused on God and His plans for our life.
我们必须把我们的眼目定睛在神的身上，定睛在神的计划当中。
And that's exactly what Gideon did. He lost 31,700 men from his army, and he still continued on in God's plan toward victory.
这就是基甸他所做的。他失去了他的31,700人，但是他继续专注在神的上面，能够来经历到神给他的得胜。
And so when we come to this reality where not everybody who starts out in the battle with us will stay with us, there might be times when we get sad, we might get a little stressed or depressed, we might grieve or mourn a bit when people, again, who started out with us don't finish with us. But friends, we have to know this.
没错，不是所有的和我们一起开始征战的会一同与我们同在。我们遇到这样的事情的时候，我们也会伤心，会沮丧。
Don't let the reality of people leaving you deter you from experiencing victory.
但是事实是，我们不能因为人离弃我们的缘故，来阻挡了我们经历得胜。
Our God is much bigger and much greater than that, and He is the one that will bring us victory.
我们的神比那更加的大，更加的伟大，是神把胜利带给了我们。
Let me pray for us today.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we count it a privilege to be in your house this afternoon.
主，这是我们的荣幸，我们能够来到你的殿中。
And I pray, God, today that if there's anyone here who is facing a battle, that they would walk away from this place today knowing that you have victory in store because of your strength and your power.
主，我们不论当中有任何正在面对征战的时候，主，求你让他们明白。主，一切的力量从你而来，一切的胜利也从你而来。
And God, I just pray for your spirit to dwell among us, Lord God, and to help us to experience the victorious life that you have planned for us.
主，愿你的灵与我们同在，也愿你能够让我们经历一个得胜的生活。
We thank you, Jesus, and we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们在祷告感谢的奉主的名。Amen.